Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. While e-cigarettes or vaping may help some adults quit smoking tobacco, new studies suggest it may start teens on cigarettes and lead to a lifetime of tobacco use.
Studies show more teenagers are using e-cigarettes than traditional tobacco products. This may be because of marketing that targets teens using candy or fruit-flavored e-cigarettes. Their peers also heavily influence them.
In 2014, a survey of those young people who used any tobacco or tobacco-related product found that 63% had used e-cigarettes prior to tobacco use.
Teens believe e-cigarettes do not contain the cancer-causing chemicals in traditional cigarettes. While studies do show that e-cigarettes have lower levels of cancer-causing ingredients, they still emit substantial levels of carcinogens.
E-cigarettes contain acrylonitrile, acrolein, propylene oxide, acrylamide, and crotonaldehyde. Plus, the components and flavoring can also become toxic.
In order to understand the path to tobacco use, researchers in the new study used simulation population models to compare smoking cessation versus vaping use.
The model predicted that more than 2,000 adult smokers would quit for at least 7 years because of conversion to vaping. But it also predicted that nearly 170,000 young people would start with vaping and graduate to tobacco use.
This math suggests the effects of e-cigarettes are far more negative than positive. The clincher is in its conclusion that more than 1.5 billion years of life will be lost to e-cigarettes.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.